Blog Talk Radio.
Rocking it Four Quarters with Coach Lee on Blog Talk Radio, Radio. Da-na-na-na. But anyway, hey, you know, we got a good show for you tonight. Got a good show for you today here on the West Coast. Quarter number one, to be talking about football, 8-on-8 indoor. We had a great experience this weekend. I definitely would like to share that with you in the first quarter. In the second quarter, football land, I just got to get some things off my chest in the second quarter. Disturbing news, but we're going to get through it. But, hey, we'll talk about that in the second quarter, and that might even lead us into the third quarter, which would definitely be camp and conference updates and website and stuff like that in the third quarter. And then, of course, fourth quarter will be the hot topic on the Ning board. But before we can get this show started, before we can kick it off, before we can do what we got to do, you know what we got to do. We got to talk to our sponsors. Here we go. Adidas, you know that's my Adidas. Your Adidas, we Adidas, we all about Adidas. You need to get behind Adidas because they are getting behind you. And for our second sponsor for the Four Quarters with Coach Lee show, you know what we got to do. You got to pick them up or they pick you up. Why? Because they pick you up.
Are you ready? I'm ready.
John, your car is here.
Go get him, Tiger. When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
Pick Enterprise. Why? Because it will pick you up. How do I know? Because they just picked us up this weekend, but I got to kick it off first before I can tell you about this weekend. Here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee. If you want to dial in, you got something to say. You know, it might be a good time today. We might have to do a five-minute drive today, BJ. I'm not quite sure. Because some of the things that I might say in the second quarter, if they are listeners that want to tap in, they're going to call us at 347-826-7278. Again, 347-826-7278. And let's get started with this thing. And boop, there goes the ball. And it's a deep kick. Yes, yes, yes. Hey, you know what? Let's start this first quarter off right. You know, this past weekend, you know, if everybody don't know, I mean, if you do know or you don't know, I am the coach of the Las Vegas Showgirls, and we finished up our season, our 2009 official season-ending game this past weekend. We traveled up to northern Utah, Salt Lake City, and played an indoor 8-on-8 football game. Northern Utah Avalanche came out here during our preseason and did an 11th game for us. So we returned that favor to them, and we had a great experience. Not only did we win, but the experience was great. And to get that taste out your mouth of losing the game that you know you should have won and you just didn't play the best that you could, it's definitely a great start. A great start for 2010 season by ending the season with a victory and having some fun and traveling and doing some bonding time, you know, because, again, that's what football is all about, is that bonding time. And that's what we did. Again, we went up to northern Utah, Salt Lake City, this weekend, played an 8-on-8 arena football-style game, something we had six practices, basically, two in pads, did a little hitting to get prepared for this game. And it was some rule adjustments, but you know what? We went after it, you know. And the Northern Avalanche, I'm going to just call them Utah Avalanche right now. Northern Utah is just stumbling, got my tongue twisted. But, you know, they put up a good fight. You know, I'm not one who like to run up scores, but the score was bad, you guys. Again, it's something that we tried to hold it down and gave everybody on the team an opportunity to run the ball, catch the ball. And we ran a two-quarterback system. So it wasn't like we were running, you know, our main beast down the field or throwing to one receiver. You know, two linemen caught touchdowns because an 8-on-8 linemen are eligible on the weak side tight end is. And so we just took advantage of it. But I want to take my hats off for Northern Utah Avalanche for putting on a great event. They had a packed house at the indoor soccer field. I should be getting some highlights up probably by the end of this week. I got the tape, but I don't know how much time I'm going to have this particular week before the weekend because I'm working on, you know, again, the camping conference and some other things in the USA Ladies Eagles football team. So I've dedicated myself for this next week to get that in order so we can start lining things up. But anyway, yes, the score. Coach, what was the score? Coach, what was the score? What was the score? That's what you guys want to know. The score was 76-24, you guys. It's nothing to be proud about. But again, the game arena football is just so fast, you know. You just take one move and you're gone for a touchdown. And we had some big plays. We traveled 11 young ladies to the game. I think Utah had 22 suited up. And again, I'm convincing them that any football is good football. And they just lack an experience. I mean, this was their third game action against another team this year. The first one was against us in 11s, then they went and played Boise, Idaho in 6s, and then, you know, they practiced to play 8s, and Coach Shane Andrews did a great job of putting together a quality team, and again, it's just a lack of experience, and you can tell on the field, you know, it's not that the players aren't or weren't good or athletic, it's just that you got to have enough football games behind you to understand, you know, drops. You got to understand, you know, pass patterns. You got to understand how to play the ball, you know, which leads to the football camp and conference because that's where you're going to learn all that stuff. But definitely the Utah team have the numbers. They just need the experience. And I'm really pushing them to play more games and do their thing. But you know what? My quarterback did a hell of a job this weekend, Kerry Mitch. We didn't take stats, you guys. I'm just being honest with you guys. I was on the field as in arena football. The coaches can be on the field. So it's almost like practice scrimmage type of environment, being able to be in the huddle and be able to just, you know, make the play up as we go if needed to make the adjustments that quick without even using a timeout, as long as I can talk in it was 25-second play clock. You know, the clock continued to run. And I think we didn't use arena football rules. We used the indoor rules, indoor football rules. I want to say American Indoor Football Association. So that's the AIFA. So you can look that up on the internet. And, you know, I think it's some exciting football. I wouldn't mind putting on a little tournament because, again, you're not going to have your whole team. And we're able to take 11, 12, maybe 16 players and travel, You know, we all got in the van. We rented that van from where? Enterprise. Why? Because they would pick you up. So anyway, it went great, you know. Mona Montgomery, our center, as far as personnel, we had one lineman, which was our center, Mona. She went both ways, and she rotated, but she started center and played majority center. That's Mona Montgomery. We had Chris Acacio, who played middle linebacker and also right guard. We had Janae Estrada, who played left guard. Actually, no, Chris played fullback or tailback in our offense. Janae Estrada played left guard, and Vanessa Hernandez played right guard. And then, of course, we had a core of wide receivers that we had all year, with the exception of Flash, who had broke her foot in a slam game and actually got her cast off. And I got a Facebook message from her today talking about she's ready to go. She starts therapy tomorrow, and she's going to be getting ready for 2010 season. So she told me to tell everybody to watch out. But it was a lot of excitement going on. I mean, the Utah Avalanche had a fan base, believe it. They were kind of quiet throughout the game because they didn't have much to cheer for. But when they did score, when they make a big play, it got mighty loud in there. We were fortunate just to jump on them early because, again, we were low in numbers, and we had to jump on them early. And next thing you know, we were up 20-0, like in the first quarter. It was 15 minutes running clock, just like in arena ball. Only the last minute of each half was like the two-minute football clock stopped after every play that went out of bounds. Well, it really wasn't no out of bounds. There were walls. We played in like an indoor soccer facility, a hockey arena type, which is the same size as arena football, but it was no padding on the walls. So when you see the video, you're definitely going to trip out. We had a couple of what I call wall bangers, and all you heard was boom, you know. And it made it sound as though they were really hitting, but that wall, really gives. It wasn't soft, but it really gives. What else happened? Like I said, the bottom line is, we put in a couple of trap plays, which we kind of stayed based on our offense, and just did it without having tackles. And the funny thing was, it's like Canadian rules as well, where you can have multiple number of receivers in motion. As long as there's four people on the line of scrimmage, you can have people going forward. So that was something that our defensive backs had to get used to. And our linebackers, only one could blitz, and the other one couldn't be no deeper than 6 yards. So those are some of the rules that we had to adjust to. And Northern Avalanche caught us off guard a couple of times, swinging the back out to the side that we were actually blitzing from, and then we were covering with the jack linebacker in the flats to the opposite side. So they got some big plays using that formation. But, again, we learned on the fly, no different than when we played sixes. It wasn't like we dedicated, tremendous amount of time in practicing that particular style of football, but we wanted to give a good product and wanted to win, because once you get on the field, it's all about winning, Yeah, people say I played and we showed a lot of heart, but the bottom line is football's about winning. If you ain't winning, you ain't playing, You just ain't playing if you ain't winning. So I definitely encourage folks, with the smaller teams or with the off-season program, if you got a core group of girls, getting together and getting a facility. It can be indoor, outdoor play on a small field. I think it was 50 yards from end zone to end zone with 8 yards deep. So you're looking at 66 yards, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 66 yards long and 28 yards wide was the dimensions of the field. So it was definitely happening out there. And, again, I will be putting up some video. I know my kicker, Trish, who also is DB, had uploaded the film, and it's a highlight of her for 8 minutes, because she kicked. And actually, that was another good thing, too, for you kickers out there. The field goal post is what? I think it's 12 feet high. No, 14 feet high and only 8 feet wide. So you definitely work on your being accurate when you're kicking. And Trish, I think she was 3 out of 5, but 2 of them was bad snaps. 3 out of 6. 2 were bad snaps where she didn't get a kickoff, and 1 got blocked. But outside of that, she was really 3 out of 4 in her attempts. So, it's all good. It's all gravy. And I just definitely think that you guys should get involved for your fall ball indoors. One, it protects you from the weather, and two, you still get that hitting, you still get that football action a lot quicker. You know, I was teaching my quarterback to do everything almost wrong, throw off your back foot, but the rush wasn't as quick as I assumed, because if you watch arena football, you know, Kurt Warner used to just throw the ball off his back foot, and that's why he was able to have such a quick release. And we wind up having good pass protection, so we were okay with it. We were all good. But again, I'm happy we won. We got the bad taste out of our mouth. Hats off to the Northern Utah Avalanche. They were a great host. Again, the score was 76-24. Not proud of the ultimate outcome of the score, but as a competitive game, being down 40-0 at halftime, they came back and scored the first two touchdowns of the second half, which made it 40-12. And then we scored two touchdowns, and then they scored a touchdown. We scored two more touchdowns, and they scored a touchdown. And I think that's 76 in total. But again, now I'm not bragging about the score. I'm bragging about the experience. And if you talk to any of the showgirls, which you can catch them on the Women's Tackle Football group.ning.com board, or you can go to LV Showgirls, and if you want to leave a message, you definitely can and get their experience. I'll be talking to them to have them possibly write a blog or something about their experience and how different it was playing a different style of game, just like we did with the Sixes. So, again, you guys, hey, that's the end of the first quarter. Again, we had a great time out in Utah. Again, hats off. And if those who are out there want to get the experience, I definitely would say it's a good experience for you, especially being able to time up receivers. And it's a passing game. It's not a running game. You know, we did a good job running. Arena ball is definitely passing because it's all man-to-man defense, and the restrictions definitely favor the offense. So anyway, we're going to end this quarter like we normally do. We got to go to commercial break so I can get my water on, and I'll talk to you in a hot second. So once again, my friends, it's on. And we got to go because it's time for that commercial break right here, right now, on Blog Talk Radio. That's WFB Talk Continues, that is.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
John, your car is here.
Go get him, Tiger.
When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
Oh, yeah, that's how we do it. We're going to pick Enterprise, and we always go to...
Fire up here! Walk through cockpit doors, air roll all over Coliseum floor. Cocktail on stage, at Live Aid, all the people gave, and the poor got paid. And I'm a speaker, I can speak. I want my speaker, but I'm not a thief. My leaders understand other foreign land. We're fighting it, I told to command. My leaders in be close as can be. We make a mean team, my leaders.
Definitely my Adidas, yo. That was my Adidas and Enterprise. Woo! I sounded a little winded because I had to run from the back office all the way to the front of the house to the kitchen because I left my water. So that was one of those quick timeouts that I had to drink some water just to get back. But we now in quarter number two. Woo! Should I do another commercial? Nah. Let's play ball, you know, just like I coach. You got to play ball. You got to be ready to go. You're never going to be rested on a football field. You start the game off tired. But speaking of tired, you know, I got a couple of things to get off my chest. I had a couple of emails. Mouth getting real dry because I think I'm upset. I think I'm mad. But I got a couple of emails from a couple of coaches that had inquired about assisting in the camping conference. And I'm all for it. You guys know me. I strictly promote women's football. I don't pick one league over another league as being the best. I lump them in the same group because they're all in the same boat. None of them have any money, and they're not paying me. They're not paying you. So none is no better than the other. But I'm upset because I have some coaches who want to be involved in the camp and conference, and this is not a camp and conference issue as far as updates for third quarter. The issue is they can't participate because their league is not allowing them to participate, saying if they do participate, they're going to be fired from their team. Any players that play, participate, is not going to be able to play in their league. I'm like, that is a stupid bonehead move. Why would you not allow coaches, owners, and players to get better on their own dime? Now, I can see if the league was paying you and telling you what you can and can't do because they're paying you. But I just don't see the logic behind you not being able to do what you need to do to get better as a coach and the owner and a player. It is so stupid. And like I said, I'm not here to bash. I'm just upset because I'm getting, as you guys know, I get a lot of emails because I'm in the center of women's football. And I'm pretty open and honest about everything in women's football. If you want to email me, I'll give you an answer real quick. I'm not going to bash anybody, but I'll give you the answer. That's what it's all about, me giving you the answers. And to get a phone call and get three emails from coaches that have inquired and called me to be a part of the conference, because that's what we do as coaches. And this is some of the things that I have an issue with the IWFL, is the fact that you don't know everything. And I'm not saying that I know everything, but I've been around the block. I've done the football thing before. I've played 20 years of football. I've coached 14 years of football. Nothing that I am putting together personally is anything new. There's football camps around the world for boys and men. You can check on your own. And last year we had this issue, and I really tried to stay away from it. But the fact of the matter was that the All-Star game in the All-Star weekend, 6 months after the season, was done purposely to not allow their players to go and coaches to go to the camp and conference. I'm sorry, but I gotta get off my chest because I'm just tired of holding it back in. I'm not trying to protect anybody anymore. You know, like I said, I play fair. But I just don't like my name being bashed. I don't like for someone to be hating because they hating. You know, give me, have an excuse. Have a reason why. Not just because it's not your program. Hell, I brought the program to the IWFL and they rejected it. That's right. I did take it to the league, and they rejected it. There's a lot of things that I brought to the league and rejected it. But I won't bring those issues up, because even after we were booted out, the IWFL, which I quietly just walked away, because I ain't got time to be arguing over some BS, okay? I just don't have that time. That's just too much energy to be wasted on silly reasons. Because I want to educate my peers. Because I want to educate the players that play this game. Because I want to educate the coaches and get an education from others. I am not the know-it-all. I'm always looking for some advice. I'm always looking for another angle. I'm always taking advice from other coaches. Because true coaches do that. They do that. Go to NFL.com. Look at all the coaches' symposiums that those coaches go through. Look at the players' symposiums that they go through. How to be a professional athlete, for one. Don't get mad because this is a free world to do what you want to do, and you choose not to do it, and then somebody else do it, and then you want to ban people from being part of your association because they want to go outside and learn because you're not teaching. It wouldn't be an issue if league's been around, and I'm not just going to say IWFL, WPFL, I've been a part of that too. It fell apart. Trust me, if you don't educate your students, you're going to raise a society of knuckleheads. And some people want knuckleheads to be in the organization. They don't want to be challenged. They want people to be stupid and dumb. Here's my money. Make my schedule. But I can't do nothing to get better. You know? And I'll say it for the WFA as well. If it was a situation like that, I would be saying the same thing. So, again, don't hate on something because you didn't create it. Won't you be a part of it and stop alienating yourself from the masses? If we're going to get this women's football thing together, it's going to take a collective effort. It can't be one or two people who think they rule the world. It can't be one or two people in this league that think they rule the world, or that other league, or the new league, or the newest league, or a newer league that's coming, or the old league coming back. It don't matter. We got the same product, you guys. Open up your eyes. Open up your eyes. Open up your ears and shut your mouth. And get on with it. If you're not part of the solution, then you must be the problem. If you're not helping solve the problem, then you are definitely the problem. And you keep stirring up this gumbo pot, you might get bit. But I'm just tired of my name getting drugged over hot coals over some BS. You know, like I said, I don't get on chat boards and be chatty to stir stuff up. I don't get on this talk show to stir stuff up. I talk from my heart. I talk from the knowledge that I know. And I talk about the vision of women's football. That's what I talk from. Now, I don't know if it's 100,000 people listening to this or one person. But like it always said, I don't care if it's one person in the stand or 100 million people in the stands. I'm going to put on the show. I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to be the best at what I am. And that's how it works. So my whole thing is this. If I was a dentist and there was some new technology coming out for being a great dentist, and I know that my competition is going to be there, Will it be smart of me to sit at home and let my competition get ahead of the game? Or do I go ahead and suck my pride up and suck it in and say, you know what, I'm going there. I might not like them, but I'm going to go learn what's going on because it's going to benefit me in the long run. But you want to be selfish? You want to tell people that they're going to be banned if they're a part of it? You're going to tell people that they can't come? They're not going to be able to play if they're associated with it? Hey, you got my number. You got my email. You can come on my show. We can talk it out right here live on Four Quarters with Coach Lee on Blog Talk Radio. WFB Talk continues Monday and every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. You know? I'm just tired of the stones being thrown. And I'm not glass. Some of y'all that dealt with me, you know, I am not glass. I'm the nicest guy in the world you can work with. You can dog me out and hate me all you want. But it will come back in the long run. That's all I got to say. I had to get some things off my chest, yo. I just had to. Because it just don't make any sense. That we got 100 teams out there, so freaking what? We play in different leagues. It's the same damn game. Be it sixes, be it eights, be it 11s, be it 12s. You play with a funny-shaped ball. You have this funny-shaped comb on thing on your head. You got some shoulder pads on, and the object is a tackle. So I don't understand. Somebody, please help me on this one. What is it that I don't understand? What is it that you're not being taught? Does it matter what coach coaches you up as a player if they give you the best tips? Because I can guarantee you there's every team out there is lacking a coach in some position that somebody's being neglected. Why not spend an extra $1.50 to improve your game. Why not spend an extra $1.50 to improve your X's and O's and understanding how to coach women's football, because we're going to bring the best women football coaches out there to come to this thing. Why not spend a $1.50 to find out how to get sponsors? That's a great investment. Spend $150 and you can walk away with $100,000? You'd be a fool not to go to something like that. And like I tell you, I guarantee it's going to be off the hook. It was off the hook last year. The only thing that was missing was you. That's right, you. If you listened to this and you heard this and you weren't there, you missed it. Nothing but rave reviews from every participant last year. But to be hated on and to be told that you're going to get banned is totally stupid. You want to know why people walk off jobs? You want to know why people walk off the NBA and the NFL for millions of dollars? It's because of stupid management, not allowing the workers to work, the workers to get better. They're not improving the environment. That's a good cook. There we go. What league is out there promoting how to get better? There's not one out there, you guys. But I guess if I wasn't a part of women's football and it was some John or Jane Doe off the street that nobody knew, and they went ahead and did the camping conference, everybody be doing backflips. Let's go. Let's do it. Yeah, somebody's thinking about us. And in the long run, you're getting screwed because you're jumping in bed with somebody you don't even know. I put it out there. I'm here every day. You can call me direct, 702-764-8878. You can reach me here on the show, 347-826-7278. And before I wrap this up, I just got to say shame on you, players. Shame on you, coaches. And double shame on you, owners. Here you are paying the money to be a part of something that ain't giving nothing back to you, and denying you a chance to get educated on how to get better. Shame. Shame. The doggone shame. But anyway, hey, I had to get that off my chest because I just had to, you know. It's just one of those things. And, hey, every show might have something like this because I'm emotional behind this. I put my heart into this. Do you hear my song? Don't question what I am because God knows, because it's coming from the heart. That's how we're going to end the second quarter.
John, your car's here.
Go get him, Tiger. When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, I'm back. See, I can get emotionally attached and then jump back and say, you know what? Breathe. Take some water in. Stay calm. Stay collective, because again, as a head coach, I can't let my team see that I'm a nervous wreck. If I'm a nervous wreck, then they're a nervous wreck. To follow a good leader got to be out there and have their composure. That's what makes a great leader. Be composed about what you do. Okay? That's what it's all about. Let's move on to the next commercial. How we do it, because we back after halftime. We just talked it up. Coach is pissed. Coach is mad. He might even punch a hole in the wall because he wants that fire to come out of those players so they can have that desire to win the game. And sometimes you got to lay it out there like that. You know, as you see, I'm not a cursy mouth guy. I can get my point across without cursing. Now, trust me, I can get my curse on. But you know what? It's no need. You know, it's no need. So the bottom line is, let's rock and roll. We in the third quarter. Hey, have you been to the latest website? You know what I'm talking about. Womensfootballcamp.com. Yes, I said it. Womensfootballcamp.com. Do you know that it is the only camp in the world that is dedicated to women football players, to women football coaches? Oh, my goodness. Why would somebody call me in the middle of the show? You know, I'm not available right now. I am not available. So, you know what? We just have to put that on off for right now until the show's over. But you know what? It is the only football camp in the world dedicated to women football players, women football coaches, and women football team owners. You know, that's something to say. And like I said, I'm not braggadocious. I'm not one who's always talking about me. But the fact is, put in Google.com and try to put in women football camps. You got a couple of colleges out there that they have what they call women football camp. They said women football camp, and you think you're going to get something out of it. You know what they want to do? They want to treat you like a lady, basically. And that's nothing wrong with that, but they don't think that you're an athlete. So guess what? They sit you in a room. This is the room where we watch film. This is the room where we lift weights. This is the locker room where the guys get dressed. This is the tape room of where you get taped up. And this is the football field, and we'll put you through a couple of drills, and then we're going to walk you over to the stadium, and we're going to go up in the press box. It's nothing but an alumni fundraiser. It's nothing but a coach's fundraiser for the university that does that. That's what that is. This is a true women's football camp where you're going to have on your helmet, you're going to have on your shoulder pads, and you're going to get out there and hit. You're going to listen to some of the coaches that have won championships in women's football. You're going to do drills to get better. You're going to watch film to get better. You're going to get tips and secrets of some of these professional coaches, or I say the best coaches, you know. That's as a player. As a coach, hey, some things I'm still learning. And it's not only just football. I'm just talking about personality, just dealing with 45 women at one time. Ooh-wee. You know? I got to get a sports psychologist out here and talk at this camp and conference, because some of the things that we go through as coaches, ooh-wee. You know, we got to get it together. But that's what it's about. It's about educating yourself, X's and O's, putting together an offense, putting together a defense. How do you improve in special teams? You know, how to find other coaches like yourself. Because it's not all about coaches. It's about teachers. How many teachers do you have as coaches on your field? Hell, are you even a teacher? Or are you just somebody that just draw up X's and O's or play PlayStation or what is it? Not Wii. What's the other one? Come on, Xbox. There we go. And play Madden all day and think that, oh, you know what, that was a good play. I'm going to go out there and run it. Now, I'm not trying to say there's coaches like that, but you know what, there is. A lot of these coaches in the Women's League come from the Part 1 of the Football Association. You got to learn how to get good coaches around you if you want to be a good team. Ask those who won championships. Trust me, it wasn't all the players. It was the coaches. There's no dominating team out there that can just win with just players. I'm sorry. There isn't. It's coaching behind the players. And it also goes to ownership. Look at all the ownership that won championships. I'll guarantee you there's a lot of structure within that ownership. But if you don't talk to other owners and find out what they're doing to make your team better, then you're going to always be a mid-level to sorry team. I'm sorry, got to go there. See, football is all about sharing information. I was just watching the NFL game. Those coaches are learning from the college coaches. Wildcat. They weren't running the Wildcat in no NFL. That's nothing but the spread option offense. in college. And they got a little package, and they got athletes that can run it. They stole that from the college game, you guys. Well, I ain't going to say stole. They borrowed it. They borrowed it. Matter of fact, the coach from Utah, the coach from Florida, and the coach from West Virginia did a camp for the NFL, for the coaches, on what the spread option is all about. So you're never too good to learn. Never too good to learn. Get your butt to the camp. Okay? Get your butt to the camp. That's all I got to say. Find a way to get to Las Vegas on January 7th through the 10th. Find a way to get you $150 a plate for your registration. Hey, this ain't all free. We in a recession. Coach Lee is broke again. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody making no money off of this. And that's where some people get all confused. Oh, Coach Lee's making a whole bunch of money. He's going to get 5,000 people at $150. And he times that, and times that. Woo, he's making $1 million. Ah, BS. I lost $10,000 last year on the conference. So it ain't about money. Again, it's the passion. It's the want and the will to learn. That's what the camp and conference is all about. It's the only one dedicated to you, lady football players. Dedicated to you, lady football coaches. And it's dedicated to you, lady football team owners. That's what it's all about. But going to womensfootballcamp.com. Let me just talk about a few things on the pages real quick. That... You know, hey, we got it up there. And like I said, you can register on camp, on the campgrounds. I mean, on campsite. But the bottom line is you go to that campsite at womensfootballcamp.com and you see that beautiful picture of Las Vegas, the Strip. We have two hotels that are going to be taking care of us. One's right across the street from UNLV, and I'm really recommending the players. Again, you can go on this trip for less than, I would say, less than $500. You guys, you put $50, $10 a week away. $10 a week will get you to Las Vegas. It's not expensive. $150 for registration. Maybe you can get a flight from anywhere in the United States for $100 into Las Vegas if you buy early. Hotel stay is, what, $79 a night at the Comfort Inn? All you got to do is call. Call the number. You in. Get four of y'all to a room. That's $50 a night. Four people in the room for 3 nights. 4 days, 3 nights. It's free breakfast. All you can eat. We're working on Jason Deli to be the official lunch provider. So there you go. There's free lunch. Then you can go hit a buffet at the Hard Rock Hotel, what, $8.99, $12.99 at the most, all you can eat. Put a little bit in the plastic bag, put in your purse, put in your socks, so you can have a late-night snack. Come on, y'all. We all went to college, didn't we? We all know how to get over if we have to. I know I do, if I'm on a limited budget. But again, be creative, you guys. Be creative. But like I said, we welcome you to the camp. We welcome you to the website. It talks about, you know, about women's football real quick, a little brief paragraph. It talks about our mission, you know, and people don't even realize that we do have a mission. Our mission is to enable women from across the country that is playing tackle football to gain knowledge and skills of playing the game at all positions, not at just the quarterback, not just at line, not at running back or wide receiver, all positions. To inspire them to work hard and to train to be the best football player they can be. And this will be all drawn on the combination of the resources of the two major women football leagues out there. Well, we got one that's not helping promote. That's what we talked about in quarter number two, which doesn't make any sense. You know? But stupid is, stupid does. Okay? This is a full contact skill camp for women football players to improve their techniques and skill level. We're going to help you individually on your technical skills by improving knowledge of proper techniques and to improve speed, quickness, agility, and strength. Again, we're going to give you all the nuts and bolts of how to be a great football player. And again, it's first come, first serve. Bottom line, first come, first serve. First 20 quarterbacks, you're in. First 20 kickers and punters, you're in. And all the other positions, first 40 players, we're limited. 280, 280 players are in this thing. We got two beautiful field turf football fields at UNLV. We got a grass field. We got equipment. It's the full nine yards, you guys. This ain't no candy cane cupcake type of football camp. This is the real deal, Holyfield. The one that was beating up Mike Tyson and made him bite his ear off. That's the real deal, Holyfield. You know what I'm saying? So, again, step your game up, you guys. If you don't, then why would anybody take you serious? You know, why would they? You don't even give it an opportunity. You already talking about it ain't worth it. I've had coaches on radio shows tell me that they don't need their veterans to go. You talking about somebody who's only played football 2 years, 3 years as a vet? BS. That's not a vet. That's a rook. They played, how many games? Eight? Eight games a season? And even if they played in all 24? That's one season in NFL football. They played, 16 regular season games, up to five preseason games. That's 21. And then if they go to the playoffs, up to three more. That's one season. So don't give me the BS that veterans don't need to come. I think we had an eight-year vet, and all she did was rave about the camp and conference and the things that she learned. Robin. Yes, Robin from the Sacramento Sirens. She said it. This ain't words that I'm making up coming out of my mouth. These are things that she said. And I guarantee you, every girl that was there had nothing but rave reviews of what they learned. You got to keep it in that perspective. You're not coming to learn Las Vegas offense or Las Vegas defense. You're not even learning from me because I'm not even coaching. We're getting the best wide receiver coaches out there across the country, the best linebacker coaches out there across the country, the best quarterback coaches across the country. I'm even trying to get an old friend of mine. I want you to Google his name up. His name is Steve Clarkson. For those football nuts out there, you know who Steve Clarkson is. He is Mr. Quarterback Guru. Every quarterback in the NFL has gone through his camp, especially the younger ones, over the last 10 years. I know the man personally. I know when he started this business 20 years ago. Again, I'm a son of a football coach. I rub elbows with some of the top coaches in the country just out of association. Steve Clarkson, look it up. Air 7, Nike, look it up. HBO, Special, Real Sports, Steve Clarkson, look it up. I'm trying to get my man here. I'm trying to get Randy Whitsitt here. He's a quarterback guru out of California. So again, I'm putting it out there. I go for the best. If I don't get the best, then we just don't settle for less. We go to the top, you guys. That's the type of coaching that I'm trying to get to this camp and conference for you guys. Not just some old Joe Smo to be there. But anyway, I got to get back to the topic. Back to the topic. Women's football camp and conference. Hey. We got the list of coaches and speakers as of the 25th. I'll be adding more. And again, all letters went out. All I'm waiting on is just the confirmations, you guys. And you just got to keep going back to the site to get the confirmations. But we're going to be teaching how to get faster by a women's track coach, Yvonne Scott Williams from UNLV. She was a guest speaker last year. She did a hell of a job. Hell of a job. We're talking about Tina Murphy, the executive director of the Las Vegas Bowl, the only female to be the executive director of a NCAA bowl game, an employee of ESPN. So here we go again, you guys. How are we gonna get that support if we can't support this? When you got home run hitters that are gonna be at the conference that can vouch for you and say, you know what, there is an interest in women's football because that camp and conference was sold out and people were just, they, they had to have another football field. That's where it's got to be, you guys. And I'm not saying it just because it's my event. It's every event. It's every championship. Pull the Blog Talk Radio archives up and hear me talk about women's football. I don't care what league you're from. I don't care where you're from. You need to be at the game. You need to be there. If you got a bye week and it's another women's football team within a two-hour drive, then get your butt up and get there. If we don't support it, who will? So moving on, moving on, moving on. I got to end it. I'm not even going to go to the commercial break because, you know what, I get so passionate about these things. I just do what I do, and time just flies, you know. And I hate that time flies because I love talking to you guys here on Blog Talk Radio. You Four Quarters with Coach Lee on Blog Talk Radio. You can call in 347-826-7278. And this is each and every Monday night here on blogtalkradio.com/WFB-talk-continues. Each and every Monday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Be here, be square, because you're going to be rocking at Four Quarters with Coach Lee. And I got to go to the fourth quarter because we're pressing on time. We are pressing on time, and we are pressing on time. Let's go to the Ning Board. You know, what's the hot topic on the Ning Board, you guys? Hot topic on the Ning Board. Well, believe it or not, it's actually an old topic that someone brought up. Brought back up, and I happen to be the one who actually wrote the actual discussion. And it was talking about the league under one umbrella, basically. And I didn't want to give it no acronym, so I called it the 96 League. And this 96 League, you know, all I did was take what was out there. And again, this was posted December 20th, 2008, and I got a couple of responses that I definitely would read. But basically, this was my vision. Or my view. In order for women's football to move forward in this day and age, the slogan, one game, one league, is something to really look at as owners. Over the last 4 years of being an owner, I've looked at ways to help this game grow. Please, this is no disrespect to what is out there, and not every team is represented in this plan. This is a model, a working plan, to see how we can move forward in the future of our game. Please take a look at it and tell me what you think. The plan has not been endorsed by neither the teams that are listed nor the leagues that they're in. Again, I must say, it has not been endorsed. Okay? All right, but anyway, the bottom line is the plan I came up with was a league of 96 teams. Why? Because it's a nice number, a nice even number. It's a nice number to be able to have equal amount of games, equal amount of teams, and equal amount of playoff participants from each region. What I did was I have 8 regions, and I have 2 sub-regions in each region, okay? So, again, that's how you get 96 teams because you got 12 times, 12 times 8. So we got 6 teams. And I'll give you a quick example, and then I'll go over. So, for instance, region number 1. We already got the Seattle Majestics, Corvallis Pride, and Portland Shockwave. What I was saying is we need 3 more teams in that area, like in the Pullman, Washington, Spokane, Washington, and the Eugene. Now those teams can play 10 games, play each other twice, and have a 10-game season with minimum travel. In the Region B would be a Boise team, Montana team, then the Salt Lake, Utah team, Wyoming, another Provo, Utah, and even a St. George, where Dixie State College is, would be great. And that way, now you got teams within that same geographical area, and they play their 10 games and whatever, whatever. And it goes on to each and every region. So, again, I use teams that existed. I use teams that haven't, that's not existed, and new teams that I didn't even know about back then I didn't make mention of. But the bottom line was a 10-game season, top 2 in each subdivision make the playoffs. That means you got 4 teams in each region. Seeded number 1 plays seeded number 2 from the other region, and vice versa. And basically, it would go 8 teams would be in the regional championship, and now playing a national playoff paid for by the league, which is similar to the WFA, which is great. Region 1 versus Region 2, 3 versus 4, 5 versus 6, 7 versus 8 format. All teams play 10 games, reach national championship. It would be a total of 15 games to be played for the 2 teams that make the championship. If the league fees were based on $3,000 per team times 96 teams, that's $280,000 that the league collects. And here's what I said. They collect. They don't spend. They collect. So what would happen is in the first round of playoffs, each team will get $1,250 per team. That's 32 teams. That's $40,000 that the league is paying back to the teams to help travel. And that's the regional playoffs. In round two of the playoffs, it will be $2,500 per team because that's 16 teams left in the playoffs, which is another $40,000. And that's just regional. So the league has spent $80,000 on regional. And it goes on in more detail to where four teams will get $20,000 each. Second round of the national playoffs, $20,000 each for two teams. And a championship game will get $20,000 for both teams each, which is a total of $240,000. And you still got $48,000 to use for marketing and do commercials on the national level. That's the concept. That's the idea. I know I got 5 minutes, but let me just talk about, let me just pass on a couple of which columns. We got Remy, coach. I love the way the plan is laid out. Great work. Dion, you forgot us up here in upstate New York, Buffalo, Rochester area. This is from Coach Evans. Like I said, it was no disrespect to anybody. It's just that that was the teams that were on my mind that I was looking at the map and we went there. From Coach O'Boyle, I love the plan. Maybe just a little too many teams for my liking, but a great plan, close to what we have laid out for Pro League. What else? Mark Ring. Yeah, we just had to develop a San Diego team and put them in with the Lynx, Amazons, and Quake region. Other than that, it looks good. So, again, you got a lot of coaches that are filling this particular plan 96, which is great. You got Coach John. This looks all good, but how do you develop a strategy for venues that have more than one team within 5 miles of each other? Hey, they play at different venues anyway. We use high school football fields, so there's another high school somewhere in the area. The high schools play each other, and they in the same facility. That's what I would say. And, of course, I'm answering people. Then you got Iris talking about, I understand travel costs, but why do you want to eliminate overnight trips? All travel costs, oh, I can't even read it because it's just all bubbled up. But as a fan, some of the best games that I've seen have been played with teams from far away. So they're into the want to play far away. I am too, but let the owners dictate that. Let's go ahead and set the 10-game season with the region, and if owners want to travel to go outside the region and play, be it preseason games or be it bye-week games, then let them set it up. They have every right to do that. They own the team, you know. So that's what I'm talking about. That's where we're going. Again, you listen to Coach Lee on Blog Talk Radio. You can catch me each and every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here at blogtalkradio.com, WFB-talk continues, because that's what we do here with Coach Lee. That's all we do here with Coach Lee. We talk it up, we chat it up, and we do our thing. You can always call in, like I said. You can always give your opinion, you know. Press number one if you want to. I'll stop what I'm saying just to hear you talk. And there it is. It's on time like we always do this. We always rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee, and I hope you enjoyed this show. I really hope you enjoyed this show. It's nothing but love here on Blog Talk Radio, Four Quarters with Coach Lee. And all I want to do is spread a little love, teach a little football, and let the product speak for itself. So don't miss next Monday. It's always Monday. Always doing our thing. It's always having fun. Always a learning experience here on Blog Talk Radio, Four Quarters with Coach Lee. And I'm sorry if I have to rant, but sometimes, you know what, I just gotta get stuff off my chest. And if you're liking what you hear, you can always email me. Always email Coach Lee at LasVegasShowgirls@yahoo.com. If you need more information about the camp, womensfootballcamp.com. You can even email me over there, womensfootballcamp@yahoo.com. You can always reach me at 702-764-8878. I am out of here. Enjoy yourself, and I will see you next week. Peace. My fault.
off as they fall off. Known as fair square throughout my years.